Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you not think that when you think back to school kid banter, like, it's well funny because of how immature it is? Like, yeah. I remember we had this teacher called Mr. McGibbon, and he was our PE teacher, and he had this big blue, like, cushion that he was teaching us how to rugby tackle on. He just ran up to it, rugby tackled it, but landed on top of it, and one of the kids shouted, "It's not your wife, sir." And
that is funny.
What was your hands-down least favourite lesson then?
Definitely, and it's not because of the lesson, it's because of the environment. It was drama.
Oh, God.
We used to have to do it in this dirty school hall, and they made us go bare feet. And I remember one time I got a pee, because it's where they had the you had your dinner as well. I got a pee stuck to my foot, and I was like...
I hated art because I quite liked doing art. And I remember I drew a griffin flying in the sky, and I wanted this griffin specifically to be blue. And the art teacher just came over and went, "Oh, it shouldn't be blue because the sky's also blue." She then took some paint, purple paint, and started painting in my griffin, which I did not want to be purple, so it really pissed me off.
Jack Makes Happy Hour.
Hello and welcome back to Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast. The last few episodes I've been joined by my good friends Stevie White and Alfie Indra. Well, they're back again, but this week we've decided to bin off Fizz because we all got a bit spooked. We've done that enough recently. We're actually going to bring it back to the glory days, some would say, and we're going to talk about school. Now, we refer to secondary school as high school, and as Stevie mentioned a few episodes back, that's not because we've seen too many American films, that's just because that's what we've been brought up calling it. So this episode's all about high school, secondary school. But first of all, how are you boys?
I'm not bad. I like that you called it the glory days. Because I think a lot of people at school always say they can't wait, but the second you leave school, you just want to go back.
Do you, though?
Oh, I'd love to be back at school now.
Would you?
No. I'm old. I'm old and have to work all the time.
Yeah, but so
school was easy. 9 till 3, seeing your mates all day every day.
Oh, no, mate. I've had a lot. Do you remember when you were at school and like your parents or your uncles and aunties would go, "Oh, they're the best days of your life. You'll regret it when you leave." I have not for one second have I ever regretted it.
Same here.
We haven't all become YouTubers or work for YouTubers, though, have we, boys?
I like it how we haven't become YouTubers or work for YouTubers. Like, that's some glorious job title.
Yeah, yeah. But Stevie, I didn't leave school and literally the next day I was a YouTuber. That's not how that worked. I've had a prolonged period of time in my life where I didn't do YouTube and I still didn't give a shit about school.
Would you rather be working at Bella Italia now or go back to school for a bit but you'd get to be that young again?
Bella Italia, 100%.
Really?
Honey pea for me as well.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well, you're just going to get a job at Bella as well, are you, Alfie?
Yeah, I'll work for Jack.
I'll try and become the manager. Yeah. I'll text your cousin, try and get the job back. Talking of Bella Italia, I'm actually getting a takeaway after this, boys, but I don't know what to get. Any recommendations?
We know you're going to go for Domino's.
You don't know that. Stop putting me in a box, in a big greasy box. What should I go for? Because we were talking about this before we came on, Stevie, but because obviously I'm trying to lose a bit of weight and a popcorn with. In my head now, you are literally just a big popcorn. That's weird. A takeaway is a nice treat once a week. And me and Fia have decided we're going to have one. So I've started to look up all of the calories in like the worst takeaway options. This is mental, yeah? But in a large, thin crust, meat-alicious pizza from Domino's, do you know there's over 200 grams of carbs?
That's mad.
That is mental.
You'd have to run about 22 kilometers to burn off that. Like, it's
well,
one
get a move on then.
It's unreal. Is there such thing as a healthier option of a takeaway?
There aren't many. I do like that you posted on your Instagram a few days ago saying, oh, I'm doing all this healthy stuff, and you know you can treat yourself. Like, get a KFC and you just put a bit of salad next to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know those pieces of chicken from KFC are about four times the calories than if you did the chicken yourself.
No, yeah, but what I'm saying is, instead of getting chips and a little milkshake, get a water and a corn on the cob and then make your own salad.
You're a picture of perfect health,
yeah.
Jack.
No. I think I saw The Rock doing that last week as well.
Yeah, you can laugh and joke, but that wasn't my point, was it? My point was you can make these dirty... I did say that takeaway is still a very dirty, calorific takeaway, but you can just make it a bit cleaner with different choices, can you not? Yeah.
Instead of having this chocolate cake, I'm going to have chocolate cake and a grape.
Carrot cake. Yeah, no, but to be fair, I think if you are going to be dirty, why not do a cleaner version of that dirty? Like, for example, if I do go for the worst and do go for a Domino's large pizza, I'll go for a medium pizza and I'll go...
I'm tearing up from this inspiration.
Oh. But I'll also go for a thin crust and I'll swap out the full fat cheese for skinny mozzarella. You're done now.
Well done.
I wish I listened to you before. I would have never got as big as I am now. Yeah. You are what I need in my life.
All right, well, I won't get a takeaway then. I'll just feel absolutely terrible about myself. How's that?
That's good. Better.
Nice. Talking about feeling terrible about myself. School. Fans, we just determined that, didn't we? You weren't a fan, Stevie. No, you were a fan, Stevie, right?
Well, yeah. Thinking back to it now, obviously when you're at school, I agreed. I just wanted it to be 3 p.m. every day. I just wanted to be able to leave. Mm. But thinking back to it now, it really isn't that bad, is it?
I don't know. I mean,
you're looking back with rose-tinted spectacles, mate.
Yeah.
Double RE. Double RE.
Fuck that.
Jesus. Oh,
that was a worse lesson, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated RE.
Yeah.
History was all... Oh, police are coming. History, I don't think was too bad. I don't think it was
double
too bad.
Double history.
Do you think we should... I think we should be able to pick our lessons much earlier than they allow us to, don't you?
Yeah, you only get to do it for 2 years. Like, I found RE a bit of a weird one because... When I was in GCSE, I had the choice between getting half a GCSE in RE, whatever half a GCSE is.
Just GC. Yeah.
And but then I'd also get half of a GCSE in whatever it is, community studies or whatever the other one was, the pointless one.
Yeah.
Or you could scrap that community one, whatever it was, and then go for the full GCSE in RE. So I obviously did that. Mm. But that was a terrible lesson. I'd rather just do neither.
It is weird because different people have different beliefs, so I could never understand how they were marking what, like, if you don't believe in RE, why should you have to retain that amount of information about it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, their logic behind it, which does make sense, is that you have an understanding of everyone around you. So, like, obviously, we're now recording this during Eid, I believe, aren't we?
Yeah.
For everyone who's just done Ramadan, which is quite a nice thing to understand.
Yeah.
You must have been a fucking nightmare to teach, RE, Jack. I'm just picturing you sitting there with your arms crossed. It's all fucking just bullshit, isn't it? I'm an atheist.
I think a lot of school lessons were bollocks. Like, I remember vividly doing geography, which I was a big fan of geography, yeah, because I'm into, like, different countries and that. Like, I like
primary school geography then.
No, I'm into different countries, I mean, I just like watching the World Cup, really.
Yeah, but I was talking about this with my mate the other day. The only reason I know any countries is because of football.
Yeah. But
so you're not into geography at all, Jack?
Wait. Yeah. So there's parts of geography I like, but the bits where I didn't understand why we needed this information is when they tell you the fucking layers of rock. Do you remember that?
Tectonic plates.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. Like, why do I give a shit what the different layers of...
I always used to say that. Why do I give a fuck about what cell is in a plant? Well, I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the logic back then is that they're setting you up for every possibility, and then when you're old enough to make a decision that isn't I'm going to be a professional footballer, which doesn't come true for many of us, you can then go, okay, actually, I might be a biologist and I care about plants all of a sudden.
Yeah, but that's a good system, teaching everyone everything.
Yeah. It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah. Way too much.
I think it's nice to have a basic knowledge, but they do teach you too much, I think.
Yeah. Like, when you're 10, they should just go, what are you into? You go, oh. Like, I'm quite into Pokemon. And then they should go, hear me out, right? So I'm not saying, oh, you'll go and do 8 years studying Pokemon then, but they'll go, right, Pokemon, different species of creatures. He might be into animals. Let's teach him about animals.
I think what you're doing there, though, is why I think the education system's flawed is that I chose my options when I was 14, right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't choose geography.
Yeah.
That means I didn't do geography for my GCSEs, couldn't do geography at A level, so couldn't study geography, which means you're making decisions when you're 14 that are going to affect your career when you're 30.
Yeah, that's right, though, isn't it?
No, that's wrong.
You've got a completely different mentality.
Yeah, if Timmy likes Pokemons when he's 5, why should he have to suffer as a 45-year-old man going, why the fuck did I say I like Pokemons? I want to learn about layers of rock.
Yeah. That's why you learn a small amount of everything, so then you can eventually go, what do I enjoy studying?
Yeah, but that's like saying, like you made that choice. So it's like going, oh, I'm going to go and do a year. Or let's say, like, what am I trying to say? Like, you're basically saying, like, if I now choose to go and watch a horror film, yeah, and then, like, after that, I'm like, oh, I fucking hate horror films. I wish I'd chosen a comedy film. It's like, well, that's your fault. You made that.
No, but you're saying that as a 27-year-old. You're trying to force a 5-year-old to know what he wants to do when he's 30.
So Timmy now works in a zoo, and you're saying, well, when you were 5, Timmy, you said you liked Pokemon, so you made your bed, now lay in it for the rest of your life.
I'm not even gonna backtrack on that point. I think 10 years old, give them a sheet and say, tick what you want to do, and if you can't decide, just write at the bottom what you want to. Are you like Transformers? All right, you can be a builder or a mechanic.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're into crazy bones? Chemistry. Do you know in biology? Not chemistry, biology. You
know, crazy bones have to do with any of those.
Bones, biology.
Oh, okay. The game itself is more physics.
Are you sure you went to school?
I didn't.
He studied Pokemon for 8 years.
I skived off a bit, to be honest. I did skive off. What was your favourite lesson then?
Yeah, this isn't going to make me sound cool. I really enjoyed maths.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking shit.
Off.
Yeah, piss off.
But no, but it's because I've always found maths quite simple.
Oh,
fucking Albert Einstein over it.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
But I think that is, you enjoy the lessons that you find easy. If you find something difficult, you're not enjoying it as much.
Yeah.
Like, I loved PE until it was rugby because I was very scared of people.
Yeah.
But I loved PE when it was cricket and football.
I just remembered we had this teacher called Mr. McGibbon, and he was our PE teacher, and he was teaching us, this is how shit like school kids banter is, but do you not think that when you think back to school kid banter, like, it's well funny because of how immature it is? Like, yeah. I remember he was he had this big blue like cushion that he was teaching us how to rugby tackle on. He just ran up to it, rugby tackled it, but landed on top of it, and one of the kids shouted, "It's not your wife, sir." And it was
that is funny.
Yeah, I think that guy got funny. I think that kid got excluded for that. It's pretty bad.
That's actually reminded me of the complete opposite. Have you ever had the teacher trying to do the banter?
Oh yeah,
so awful.
I hate it.
We had a teacher who took it too far, but he had the whole class cracking up other than the student he was saying it to. But he actually went as far as to tell a student that if he doesn't pay attention, he'll end up in prison getting bummed in the showers. We were dying, but this one student was obviously just so upset by it.
Did anyone call Ofsted for that?
Nah, because we were cracking up, and he was one of the chavs, so he wasn't going to go and tell on him, was he?
One of my best mates at school, when you talking about teachers getting a bit too comfortable, trying to have a bit of banter, we had this teacher who taught science, and she was one of these proper, like, I'm talking 50-year-old women, but they won't let go of their youth. So, like, she's glammed up to fuck to teach a science lesson, which always seemed mad. And she tried to be a bit edgy and a bit hip and a bit down with the kids. So my friend Mark, I remember I walked into a lesson late once, and him and her, in front of the whole class, were discussing the best ways to hide an erection. Now, right now, I'm like, yeah, that's quite, that, like, no, back then, I'm like, yeah, that's quite funny. Like, that's funny. But when you think that we were like 14, 15-year-old boys, I was like, that's a bit noncey, isn't it?
What did you go with? Belt it.
Yeah, belt. Always belt.
Yeah.
Always. There's literally no other way, is there?
Well, if it's small enough, you don't have to worry. sorry. Carry on.
You come out with that too quick. You did. Like, well, I remember once I was in her lesson. She was covering maths once, and I fucking hated maths. And I was writing on a bit of paper. I just wrote, Jack is, and I was going to write sexy. And,
of course you were.
I put, Jack is S, and she went, She was like, Jack, what are you writing? I was like, nothing. She was like, I'll come over there and read that to the whole class. And I shit myself thinking that she was going to work out that I was saying Jack is sexy. So I turned it into Jack is slick. She came over and read it out to the class. And yeah, I was a bit fucking embarrassed about that, to be fair. But no, a bit weird.
You could have gone for anything slick.
Yeah, who was your least... What are we talking, least favourite teachers or least favourite lessons?
I like that you went into the supply teachers. Mm. They were always the best ones because they just did not give a shit.
Yeah.
One of the worst things I've ever done at school, because I'd never got in trouble, as you can probably tell from 100%, what I'm like.
100%.
But I punched one of my mates in the face in the middle of a class because he just kept pinching my arm, like, all day. He just kept pinching my arm, and I said to him, if you do it one more time, I will just hit you. And he did it, and I smacked him in the face, and he had a nosebleed and went up to the supply teacher, and she just asked him why and went to tell me off, and he told her the truth and said, well, I kept pinching him, he told me he would, and she went, he did tell you, and, and sent him out. And I was like, oh, this is brilliant.
The warning's there. I love a reasonable teacher. I really do.
Yeah, I was worried. I thought that was going to be my first ever detention.
One of my best teachers was a guy called Mr. Beckett, and I absolutely loved him because he looked exactly like a human version of Peter Griffin. Like, he had the balls on the chin and that as well. Like, but he was well nice. And I think I'm right in saying that I was making a bit of money off Bebo back in the day, which obviously we've discussed.
Doing your skins.
Yeah, we've discussed on the podcast before. But yeah. I was selling skins, and he found out that I was, I should just say he was an IT teacher, but he found out that I wasn't actually doing his lessons when I'd come in. I'd just open up a new tab and I was just creating skins on the school computer. And he asked me what I was doing. And when I told him, he just let me do it. Like, he was like, you're already making money and you're at school, so just carry on doing it. So
that's sick.
Yeah, I just think that's the sign of a good teacher. Like, I wasn't playing copter. Do you know what I mean?
Which most people were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, IT lessons were class, weren't they? Because do you remember how cool you felt when you got hold of a proxy?
Oh, yeah, every time. Oh, send it to me. I need to play Neopets.
Yeah, and it was like the geeky kid that got hold of a proxy would...
Finally, the cool kid.
...would become like the fucking godfather, wouldn't he? Like, yeah. you'd go up to him. You've been, like, irritating him all year. But in that one day, you're, like, really, like, sucking up to them. Like, please give me the proxy. And as soon as you get it, you know that you're playing, like... mini golf or like that, what was that, blast billiards, you know, you've got an hour of billiards on your hands, which is class.
So nice.
But the day the proxy got blocked, horrible. I imagine that's what it felt like to be in prison and have like a little burner phone, and the day that they find that phone, it's like all your hopes and dreams have gone.
And blast billiards was what your hopes and dreams were made of.
Who was your favorite teachers?
My favourite in high school was quite a young teacher called Miss Stoker, Canadian. She came in, she must have only been about 24 when I was like 16. Mm. But I really liked her just because we got on and liked the same kind of things.
Right.
But she always told us, and this could be true, but she told us that she was related to the author of Dracula.
Well, I mean, that's a bit of a mad thing to make up, isn't it?
Well, his name is Bram Stoker.
Oh, well, there
so
you go.
Bram Stoker is the author, but just because she's got the same surname, but I just always believed it, and I still don't know to this day whether it was true.
I don't understand why you wouldn't believe that.
It's just quite a strange link, because... I don't know. I've always imagined in my head that the author of Dracula was also from like Transylvania or something.
I don't know why, but I'm really just not impressed by that either way.
Well, our school, I went to a school called Sewell Park College, and our school had a barn on it, which was like a tiny mini theater. And, apparently the woman that wrote Black Beauty wrote it in that barn, and everyone used to make that like the USP of the school, like, oh, this all and I could not give a shit about that. Yeah, I just don't care.
She wrote it in there. Well, who cares? It's got a shitty barn.
What about if I said, Steven Spielberg wrote E.T. in the barn? You'd care about that, wouldn't you?
I'd go, oh, all right.
yeah, it is like the same, Jack, now, because Black Beauty obviously people don't care about so much. It's this day and age, they're probably people at that school going, oh, Jack mate went here.
Sad cut.
He used to do Bebo skins on that computer.
Yeah, I went back to my school it was my college actually, but I went back there 3 years ago because a guy that was doing the course that I did wanted to interview me, so I went back, and they've got a poster of me up on the wall. That was nice.
No way.
Yeah, got a little poster saying banned, do not let him around you. No, it's because obviously I'm famous as fuck, so that's why.
Brilliant.
Oh,
brilliant.
No, sorry.
Alfie, who was your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher was at sixth form college. I've said sixth form college to so I don't get That is right, isn't it? People aren't going to have a go at me for that.
I would have just said sixth form.
Oh, God. Sixth form. He was called Mr. Picton. He was my music technology teacher. Lovely, lovely man. And also, he was one of those teachers that, like, you knew he had your back over, like, strict teachers.
Yeah.
So I remember this one time, we always used, like, we had double music tech. And I hope the head teacher doesn't hear this, actually, and he gets a sack. Sorry, sir, if you are watching.
Still calling him sir.
Keep in touch. And, Yeah, there was a kid, one of my mates, and he was skiving the lesson.
Yeah.
Hadn't been in all morning, and the head teacher, who was this like scary dragon lady.
Did you go to Hogwarts?
I did. she said, "Mr. Picton, has he been in your lesson this morning?" And Mr. Picton looked at him and went, "Yeah, he has. He's been in and out," and just lied.
Oh, wow.
So sick that he... and then she left. He was like, "Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir."
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quality.
Well, good, isn't it? Well, good. Because she was out of order. She was well out of order.
Yeah. I love that when teachers kind of like break their little like code, like teacher's code to like back you up. It's like...
Yeah, it was well good.
You feel like they're one of you then, but then you also... You'll probably then respect them more and behave more and give them what they want back as well.
Yeah. And, you know, it was nothing. He'd never do anything unprofessional.
No.
But like, if he knew that, I like the teachers that if they knew that the pupil was in the right, they'd have your back. There was a couple of teachers at that school like that who were good.
Yeah. Was you very well behaved at school?
Middle. I was kind of the class clown, but, you know, I'm not afraid to get my head down and get some bloody good writing done either.
Stevie, we established that you were a little goody two-shoes.
Well, I'd like to think I was also a class clown. I'd always mess around, but I'd also mess around with the teachers.
Oh, God. So,
I'd never had a detention.
You're terrible.
Yeah, but then when there's like proper like chavvy pricks in the class and stuff, I can't really stand out and be more of a dick than them.
No.
Someone throwing a chair at the teacher and I'm just there going, "Shut up." Like, that's the worst I can do.
We mug you off for it, but I actually quite respect it because I kind of had a transition halfway through high school where the first few years I was this like little nerdy ginger kid that didn't really speak and stuff. And then I got moved into like... a different set, and that was where like the alphas were. Like I remember there was one kid played for Norwich, and I knew I had to try and impress them to get kind of any kind of grasp on the social ladder, as it is. And I completely changed and started to like dye my hair, so I wasn't a ginger little nerd anymore, and started to become a bit of a class clown. But so much so where I ended up being an absolute little shit. And I remember I had this English class and I liked English, but I let it all go to shit just for the sake of just trying to be funny. But I had a teacher called Miss Chapman, and that's probably one of my only regrets really that I have, because I think that me and a couple of my friends probably made her life, well, I know for a fact we made her life a lot more difficult than it needed to be. And I think the moment where I realized we overstepped the mark is when we made her cry, and it was just like, but as a kid, As a what are you when you're in high school? 13, 14, 15, like that kind of age?
Yeah.
It's like you don't realize how cunty you're being. And like when you look back at it now, you think, fuck, I wish I didn't do that. But for example, my friend Mark, who I was talking about, who was hiding erections with that other woman, he used to terrorize this English teacher as well. And I think she was new to the job, so that makes it a lot worse as well, because they're probably just starting out on their career. They've probably done so many fucking years of training as well, and then they get a shitty class like us. But he called her ugly once. I thought that was a bit harsh.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is the thing, mate. You don't think about it when you're a kid. Like, you really don't. Like, now, if I was like sat at the back of a classroom observing and I saw 15-year-old Mark do that, I would take a stand and I'd be like, "What the fuck are you doing, mate? Like, that's mental." But back in the day, like, "Oh, you're mugging off a teacher." Yeah, fuck the system, man. Fuck the man. Like, the teachers were your enemies back then. You didn't realize how much fucking graft they were putting in just to educate you. But like, I remember what he did redeem himself though, and I know I've told you this story before, but I'm not sure. I don't think I've said it on the pod, but he got in a proper argument with this teacher once, and she screamed at him. She lost her temper and she screamed at him, and she was like, "Do you not understand the meaning of the word no?" And as quick as you like, he came back and went, "Well, maybe if I had a better fucking English teacher, I might." And that really, you could tell that really hurt her. And then he got banned from the school trip. He was told we were going to Alton Towers on one of the last days of the school. And I've so far in this story, in this podcast, I know I've built Mark up to sound like a right cunt, but I do just want to caveat by saying he had a lot of morals, really, right? So he's done this to her. He's got banned from the school trip. He wasn't allowed to come to Alton Towers. Everyone else was going. We liked Mark. Obviously, he was our pal. So we said to him, look, try and get on this trip, whatever you can do. And she, Miss Chapman, said to him, I'll give you an ultimatum. If you apologise to me and I can tell that you mean it, you can go on the trip. And he refused. And he was like, no, I'm not going to apologise, not going to apologise. And we was like, what a stubborn little prick. Like, it pissed us off because we didn't have a mate coming on the trip. And then we went on the trip. Everything was fine. We found out later on that as soon as the school bus left, he walked up to her and apologised. And we were like, why have you done that? You couldn't come to Alton Towers. And he was just like, because I wanted her to know I meant it. And it was like, fucking hell.
Nice. Like, no, it's like, quite nice.
Like, you've actually redeemed yourself quite well there. Yeah. Like, you've proven to her that you weren't just doing it to try and get yourself down a theme park for the day. Like, it's quite... That was quite nice.
That's really mature as well.
For that age, yeah. For that age. Yeah. And we're talking about some lad that really, like, in his banter was really not mature either. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for example, like, we were the kind of group that thought it was funny just to play, like, Lonely Island, Jizz in My Pants, out loud in the class. Like,
it is funny.
Well, the reason why I specifically went straight there is because with that same teacher, like, we used to always ask her if we could borrow a pen. She would always, we were at the back of the class, so she'd always walk up, give us the pen, and then when she gets back, so nasty, but we'd just throw the pen at the front of the class and say, oh, miss, I've lost my pen. Like, it was so bad. It was so cunty.
You're but, pricks.
Wait, yeah, I no, I certainly was a horrible, horrible group, but one day we were playing, like, Lonely Island, like, I'm on a boat, and she was trying to fit in with us a bit, so she went, oh, is that Lonely Island? And we went, yeah, and she went, oh, I love Jizz in My Pants. Now... as a group of kids hearing this teacher that's like your arch enemy saying I love Jizz in My Pants, it just absolutely cracked us up. But no, if that's probably my biggest regret. If I could, I would I'd like to send her a letter and apologize for being a little shit, because I don't think she deserved that. But yeah, a bit nice. somber tones going into the break, but when we come back, we'll be talking about we'll really be picking up the mood, because we'll be talking about school bullies. So come back after this short ad break.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Are you struggling to find something to watch during lockdown? You've drained Netflix, rewatched all your old favourites, and now you need something new? Well, we're here to help. Join us for Clash of the Titles, the podcast where two movies with something in common go head to head in a fight to the death.
Release the Kraken.
Well, not death. We just decide which one is better.
When they do a long shot of the crowd in the Ivory Tower, it's different to the close-up. And if you look closely, you can see E.T., Mickey Mouse, Chewbacca,
no.
Ewoks, and C-3PO.
So when Wolfgang Peterson went to Spielberg and went, yeah, could you maybe re-edit my movie? Steven Spielberg went, yeah. Do you know what I'm probably going to cut out? Teammate, I made that. Find your new favourite movie or revisit an old classic with me, Alex Zane, Vicky Crompton and Chris Tilley. New episodes out every Monday and Thursday.
Clash of the Titles is a Stakhanov production.
Hello guys, welcome back to Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast. Still here with Stevie, still here with Alfie. We're talking all things school. Boys, right off the bat, what was your, what have we said? No, we said favourite lesson, didn't we?
Yes.
What was your what was your hands down least favourite lesson then?
Mine was definitely, and it's not because of the lesson, it's because of the environment. It was drama.
Oh God.
We used to have to do it in this dirty school hall, and they made us go bare feet.
Mm.
And I remember one time I got a pee, because it's where they had the dip. You had your dinner as well. I got a pee stuck to my foot, and I was like, and I remember like you got to see everyone's feet, and there was this lad Jay, and he had this infected toenail. And it was all green, and it was so hard that he had to file it down with a hacksaw.
Oh fuck me.
So I just used to stare at that for an hour. dusty vegetable feet.
I never did drama. What kind of stuff did you do in it?
We used to do group projects.
Mm.
I used to get in trouble all the time for being a bit. I remember one time I got in trouble for we had to do an anti-bullying piece. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, make us read the posters, and then you had to do a little anti-bullying campaign. And we did a documentary, and I grabbed the back of my mate's neck and pretended to bog wash him, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I went, "I'm just bog washing this fatty." And got in trouble for that. So it was just stuff like that, really. It was shit.
Well, when the teacher obviously disagreed with that and like told you off for it, you could go, "Look, there we go. That's my anti-bullying campaign. I've made campaign for anti-bullying."
He wasn't even fat, and I would never. I've never bullied anyone in my life. But, you know,
it sounds like you have.
Well, actually, I was sort of method acting.
Yeah, right. I was about to say, Alfie, it sounds like you are quite the actor.
Yeah.
You had her believing it.
I think it was...
She's going, he's not even fat, but you can tell he means the words.
Yeah. No, it was good.
Did you put it in some like interpretive dance?
Sometimes. I was quite good at dancing.
Amazing. Yeah. And yeah, you are quite musical. So see, this is what I mean. If at 10 years old you'd have told your teachers, "I love a dance," you would have been a musician way sooner than you have become one.
No, wouldn't I have been a dancer?
It's all tied together. It's all tied together. Try telling Michael Jackson that.
All right. Try telling Andre Bocelli that. Blind opera singer. Stevie Wonder, then.
How do you know he can't dance?
I reckon Stevie Wonder's still got a bit of rhythm.
Why are you saying that?
I just think he has. He creates some great sort of like swing tunes,
He's definitely got rhythm, but is he a good dancer?
Seen the way he sways his head when he's playing piano?
Right, let's get off this. Stevie, what's your worst lesson?
I don't know why I went to the French Dracula thing. I did hate French, but
well, yeah, because Stevie, I was getting at the point that you said you hate French people in a previous.
No, I know, I got that, but I thought I'd try and skim over it. But just bring it back. Go on, then.
Xenophobic.
Yeah, I don't know why I mentioned the Dracula Bram Stoker thing when I had a different teacher. My drama teacher used to brag about babysitting Hugh Jackman's kids.
Oh wow. Wow.
So that's a much bigger thing, but that one I definitely don't believe, but it could be true again.
Yeah, I mean, at what point do you draw the line?
Well, I feel like, how often do you think a teacher lies just to try and make the kids think they're cool?
Well, quite a lot, because we had a teacher that I was pretty sure used to be in a London gang, and he never ever admitted it, but to this day I believe that he did do that.
Was he not CRB checked?
I don't know, but he had a scar from like under his eye all the way to the corner of his mouth, as if somebody had given him a Chelsea grin.
Right.
Oh, that sounds quite intense.
What subject did he teach?
He teached history.
Oh.
Yeah, and I reckon he had some of his own. Do you know what I mean? Like, I tell you what, art, right? Did anyone do art? Like,
yeah,
GCSE. Wasn't that the biggest piss about going? Like,
I hated art.
Get the Crayolas out for a bit and fuck about. Like,
Crayolas. So,
what do you mean you hated art? Art was like a 2-hour have a fuck no. about.
So I hated art because I quite liked doing art. And I remember I drew a griffin flying in the sky, and I wanted this griffin specifically to be blue.
Nick but Griffin, like, leader of the BM.
Just flying through the clouds. But I remember drawing this mythical creature, and the art teacher just came over and went, "Oh, it shouldn't be blue because the sky's also blue." They were different shades of blue. I'm like, "You don't tell me what colour my mythical creature is." And then
was it the same teacher who was related to the guy that did Dracula?
No. she then took some paint, purple paint, and started painting in my griffin, which I did not want to be purple. So it really pissed me off. Art is such a subjective lesson. You cannot decide what my art should look like, Carly.
Yeah. No, I'm one...
still pissed off.
I'm 100% with you on that. Yeah. Can I just say that after about a year and a half of doing this podcast with you, I think that's the first time I've ever heard you call someone a cunt. And that's
Matty Healy every time.
Oh, yeah, apart from Matty Healy, but it's... It's because they coloured your griffin in purple.
It pissed me off so much, I binned my work after that. She literally started to colour it in, so I just put purple paint all over the piece of paper and threw it in the bin.
You are such a little tantrum bitch, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, because it pissed me off. No, my art alone, bitch. You're an art teacher. Go and do art. Don't criticise mine.
I'm fully with you, 100%, because... GCSE art, I took it with a friend of mine called Lewis Wellham, and we did the exact same coursework. I told Robbie Knox this on the half hour. We did the exact same coursework. The brief was to do a mural for a sea life centre that was opening up in Norwich. So me and Lewis, you're allowed to work in pairs, but your final piece had to be different. So the coursework was exactly the same. I went to Wix and we nicked loads of them colour charts, you know, like the little strips that they do with the five different colours on and stuff like that. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Like, we nicked loads of them, and I cut them out, and I made a mosaic shark, because obviously the blues are all different shades, so you can get nice little like wavy like color schemes going and stuff. So I made in our 10-hour GCSE art exam, I made a realistic looking shark, and he did the shark from Shark Tale. Now, I'm not saying mine was any better, but mine was definitely better, right? And I got a C, and he got a B, and I was told that it was because he had better coursework. Now, we had the exact same coursework. So whoever was just judging the final piece obviously just preferred his shark.
But that is bollocks.
That pissed me off to this day. But
just a big fan of DreamWorks.
Well, there you go. But talking of my art lesson, I've got a few stories I just want to tell you. I used to fuck about with Lewis a lot. And at one point... we had to draw things to scale. So, for example, we got these postcards and we had to draw them on big pieces of like A2 paper. And Wellen went to the toilet and he had like this mountain range. And on his mountain range, I just, with my pencil, just drew like a big smiley face on the mountain. And then he's come back. And we're just chatting, fucking about. And an hour later, I shit you not, I've looked at his massive painting, and he's painted a big smiley face on the mountain. And I'm like, at what point did you think that mountain had a smiley face on it? It's just absolutely mental. I couldn't get my head around why he thought that was real. But it gets worse. It gets worse. We had to... unlike the Sea Life Centre mural, this was actually a brief that we had to do. So the Norwich Library, which is actually near where you used to live, Stevie, you know that little one?
Yeah, it is.
We as a bunch of GCSE art pupils, we got kind of like commissioned to paint the walls of that library, and we all got a different subcategory of books. So I got mystery. And to keep the library happy, what we had to do is we had to design three different images, and they could choose the best one, which would go on the wall. And we'd have to, we submitted our three images, they would make it into a big stencil, and we'd go on the Friday after school and we'd paint them on the wall. And Lewis got Weston, and I remember it vividly, and he drew this cowboy, and I think he drew like a cactus and like a boot, a cowboy boot as well. And I thought the cowboy boot was incredible, and the cowboy looked shit. So I drew a massive like beard on this cowboy when he was away one day and submitted it. And this sounds like a lie, but a few weeks later when we went to the library and we were all sat in a circle to see what we had to paint on the wall, they pulled out Lewis Wellham's, and they picked the cowboy, and it had a huge like Dumbledore beard on it. And he hadn't seen it before, so he just sat there with his chin in his hands going, okay. He just had to stencil that on the wall. It's just like, who signed that off? I don't understand. But that's, I think all of those stories just prove that art is a load of bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah. Good.
A lot of school was. I remember with my French coursework, we did a mock, but it was of the actual coursework, so we'd get like a first try. Mm-hmm. I did my first try, got it marked, and got an A.
Right.
And then in the actual exam, I snuck in the exact same sheet of paper, right? The exact same sheet.
Yeah.
Just put it on top of my book and like swapped the papers, and I was like, brilliant, here's an A, I've cracked the system. Got a fucking E. An E. It was the same sheet of paper. It wasn't even like a copy. It was the same physical thing. Unbelievable.
But maybe that's why, because they knew you'd just not bothered again.
No, they hadn't. They hadn't.
Wow. Yeah, I did. We had to do a review of a movie, but it had to be what was this in? This was in English, but it had to be a movie that I can't remember the criteria for it. Right, but basically, I got an F because I did Green Street.
But that's a great movie to review.
Yeah, but no, I think it had to have a bit more culture about it or something. I can't remember the criteria.
Oh, what culture? That film is full of it.
Yeah, British culture.
You've got an American, you've got the fucking football hooligans.
Yeah, true.
You don't get more cultured.
But I got told I couldn't do it. So instead of writing a whole new review, then we had this nerdy boy. I'm not going to say his name, but his last name was Sweeney. We called him Sweeney. And which is such a great name for a little nerd, isn't it?
I'm not going to say his name. I'm just going to tell you exactly what we called him, which is his name.
Bless him. He's probably, it pays off to be the nerd at school. So yeah. I hope he's doing very well for himself.
I'm sure he's doing well. But he had obviously gone to the toilet or something, and he'd left his film review up on his computer. So I just changed the name at the bottom to my name, and I printed it, and I just handed in his the same work as him, and he still got a better mark than me. And I was like, this is obviously just because I wasn't very kind to the English teacher, but he was. So the school rating system is a load of waffle. I really think it is.
Yeah, I do find it weird how they obviously have to come up with a marking scheme. And when you're marking something that doesn't have a definitive answer, which is why I think I've always liked maths, because you get the end result and that is right or it's wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas lessons like doing an essay on something or anything like that, it's just like, that's completely up to the teacher to now decide off a very loose idea of a marking scheme, what's wrong and right.
Yeah.
And you've both proven that with how you've had different things marked, knowing they're better than they are.
Maybe a way to kind of like bypass teacher being a favorite of a teacher or not, you should hand your work in without any names on it.
Anonymous hand-ins. Or the teacher can't see who handed it in until everyone gets their results back, maybe.
Yeah,
like that... some, they, because if a teacher can pick and choose who they're nice to, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
because a student's never going to get better because they're assuming they're doing badly even if they're not.
That's true. Did you ever skive school, or was you always there? I know Stevie's probably always there. Present.
Oh, no.
After hours, doing his equations.
Yeah. So funnily enough, you say this, I took further maths, which was an additional subject that I chose to take, which actually took place after school. So I'd finish at Hewitt, which is the high school I went to. Shout out to Hewitt. Actually, I can't give them a shout out. They got closed down after an Ofsted rating.
Oh, really? What, they're not open anymore?
So they got closed, I think, a couple of years after I left. So it must have been like 2013, 2014. They closed completely because Ofsted deemed them as not even being good enough to stay open at all.
Wow.
Like, they had to fully close. And I think they reopened and now it's the Hewitt Academy, which is like a completely different people own it.
All
like
the schools changed, didn't they? They all changed to academies. Like, that's what we talked about the other day.
Ofsted actually shut them down. So that's how bad they were.
I mean, our school was terrible. Two kids got stabbed and our school didn't get closed down. So what the fuck did Hewitt have to do to get closed down?
I have no idea. They were okay when I was there. They always got good Ofsted ratings. So I don't know what happened.
That's insane. But,
I used to go there and then at 3 p.m. when I'd finish there, or 3:05, really weird time to finish. But I'd then have to go to City College, which I think is where you went, Jack.
Yeah.
I'd have to walk around the corners to City College to go to further maths lessons.
You're such a little nerd. You're Sweeney.
Well, I then didn't really enjoy further maths. I remember one lesson, a teacher telling us that numbers can never truly be random. There's no way of actually picking a random number.
781.
Not random. It's in your brain, which makes it not random. That was his logic. Well, mental,
Yeah.
So, and then he said one day that you should never round up, which is obviously something we've always learned. If it's 0.5 and above, you'd round up. He said to make it more fair, whether you round up or down, it should be something like even numbers round up and odd numbers round down.
What?
Like, so if it was like 78.52, it would round up. But if it was 78.51, you'd round down. Like,
why is that unfair, though? Why is there an injustice?
I don't know. I don't know what his logic behind it was.
78.99, you'd round down.
According to his logic, yes.
Are you sure he was a teacher?
I don't know, but so I used to start skiving his lessons, but that was when EMA was a thing. Can you remember that? You'd get paid to go to sick form.
Yeah, you get like, I never got it. £30 a week.
Yeah.
What?
So but the only way you can get it is if you get your teacher to sign every single lesson you went to.
Yeah.
But because City College was separate from my school, I just used to sign it and not go.
Oh, wow. Well, you still got the money.
You rebel.
Yeah, I'd still get money, so I've mugged the government off there.
Wow, but... so you'll have HMRC knocking on your door pretty soon, I'm sure.
It wasn't every week. I'll give them back.
You can't backtrack now, mate. You cannot backtrack now.
I've still got an A level in further maths, so I know I did it.
Bragging. Alfie, did you skive?
I didn't skive until I got to sixth form, and I was so middle of the road in sixth form. None of the teachers cared about me, knew who I was. I wasn't shit, but I think they knew I'd just given up.
You weren't mad about town.
No, I was not. No. And I just took 2 weeks off. And no one said anything, which actually made me feel quite terrible, to be honest.
But you don't have to go to sick form.
No, we did. You would have think they'd be like, where have you been the last 2 weeks? Catch up on your work. They're just like, all right, he's going to get a C.
I love how it's optional that you were still expecting them to question where you were.
Well, you know, you spend every day with these people and you come back in after 2 weeks thinking, oh, I'm going to get an earful. Nothing.
Both of your skiving stories are pretty tame. I mean, like at high school, where you ever dropped off at the school gates, but you just thought, fuck this, I'm off, and went somewhere else.
No,
too scared.
Wait, really?
Yes, same, too scared.
That would
be the reason I was terrified.
No, me and Mark used to do that a lot. We used to just go down like the park and we'd have like 6 hours just to kill. So we'd just go and like get some chips, like do a few, like play a bit of football. I remember on one of kind of getting towards the kind of like last days of the year when people stopped giving a shit, that all the lads had organised this huge 11-a-side football match down Waterloo Park in the afternoon when like we were obviously meant to be in lessons. And I didn't hear about it until I got back to school after my lunch break. And someone was like, yeah, we're all now going down there. No one's bothering with lessons. And I was a little bit scared, I'll be honest. So I was like, oh, I've just been down that way. I'm here now. I'm just going to go to my lesson. I swear to God, I did leisure and tourism for some reason. And I walked in and there was like six girls there, absolutely no lads. And the guy was like, what's going on? Why is there only half my class? And I went, all the lads are down playing football. And he went, well, you may as well go then. I literally just left. And I think I was probably one of the only ones who didn't get in trouble for it, because it was like, he just let me go. So absolute,
you were told to go.
Absolute legend on that front. Last thing I want to discuss, school uniforms. What was it like? Stevie, hit me.
We never discussed bullies.
Oh, all right. We'll do bullies as well. Of course. Yeah.
Sorry, I was excited for that part.
This got a lot of experience. Go on.
My school uniform wasn't too bad. I know a lot who had to go in blazers and ties and stuff. Mine was just a burgundy polo shirt and a burgundy jumper, which I never wore. I'd always just wear the T-shirt, the polo T-shirt. But my school were very, very strict on black shoes.
Were they? What could you wear?
If you even had the smallest amount, say you had some completely black shoes, but the band at the bottom was white.
Yeah.
You'd get like an after school detention, and they'd call your parents, ask them why you don't have proper school shoes.
That's so weird, isn't it? Like, why do they give a shit?
Because they're preparing you for the real world,
where you can only wear black shoes.
Ours was like a fucking Nazi Germany.
It was.
We had blazer. It eventually was blazer, but it was jumper, tie, shirt, black trousers, black shoes, top button done up. And even in the summer, you'd have to come into school in your jumper and then ask to take your jumper off.
Oh, my God.
And I was thinking, well, that's literally just disgusting.
Like, yeah, that's mental.
Everyone, obviously, we want to take our jumpers off. Fucking teacher there in a vest and little shorts.
Oh,
it was
God.
Well annoying. Yeah,
What school do you go to?
Can I say the name?
Yeah.
Well, we have.
Debenham High School.
Oh, Debenhams. Right.
Debenham. Like Debenham's my village. I went to the supermarket.
Debenham.
My dad was a caretaker.
Yeah, when I first started going to high school, it was called Blythe Jecks, and then it changed in the last year to Sewell Park Academy, and that's when they brought in the blazers and stuff like that. Although I never went as far as tie, and I think that's why I still can't tie a tie to this day.
Yeah, that is weird. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's quite strange.
What, you can do a tie, Stevie?
Yep.
Do you wear one? For
no.
You don't?
No, I used to be a salesman, didn't I, at an electrical store, and I had to wear a tie there, so...
I've only ever worn a tie when I've, like, gone to weddings, funerals, events, stuff like that.
And you have to get someone else to do it for you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
How do you guys actually feel about school uniform as an idea, as a concept?
It's just a way to keep everyone in line, isn't it?
Well, see, I had that negative view of it, but I then had it explained to me by a teacher, and they said... It means that lower and higher income families, all the kids are wearing the same thing. So if Timmy comes to school 7 days a week in the same T-shirt and starts getting teased for it, that's not good because his family can't afford it. Yeah. So if everyone's wearing the same thing, there's no... there can be none of that going on.
Well, that's
actually quite good.
Which I think is a good reason, other than the fact that schools make their uniform extortionate prices.
Yeah.
Do they?
School uniform's so expensive.
How much is a school uniform?
You're looking at paying the same kind of price as you'd pay for, like, you'd probably like T-shirts are probably about 15 quid just for a polo top.
Fucking hell.
You got to bear in mind you're there 5 days a week, so you want at least... two or three tops that are going to be washed on repeat.
Yeah.
You're going to be spending... I think parents spend up to 200 quid probably on school uniform and shoes.
It's silly,
just for their kid.
That is mad.
And then every time you got to buy it again because it's getting ruined when you're playing football at lunch. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it's mental. But I do completely agree with that whole idea of everyone wearing it. I used to dread non-uniform days because I never particularly wore cool clothes at that age.
Yes,
I haven't learned now, but like... Back then, when people cared more, I'd never really wore jeans. I'd always wear joggers. Didn't particularly have like high branded T-shirts because I didn't care about what I wore at home.
Yeah,
but
Do
you think many people did care?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you get bullied for, isn't it?
Yeah,
like someone's coming to school with these brand new Nike trainers, and you're going in with your Diadoras on.
Yeah, I went into PE. My mum bought me some Velcro. Lonsdale trainers once, and loads of people took the piss. Loads, because honestly, I didn't give a shit about fashion. Like, I didn't care. Yeah. And that was the first time when I realised, oh, I've done something wrong, apparently, because the lads were all taking the piss out of me, and I reckon for about 6 months they called me Dale.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
But now you see the you now see the school uniform reason though. Imagine that you had to wear those Lonsdale shoes at school every day.
It's quite sad really, because imagine like my mum didn't have a lot of money, like still doesn't, like we were brought up in a council home and stuff like that, but imagine that she's actually spent some money to get me some fucking trainers and then I end up hating them. God. even though I didn't mind them at all just because some cunt called me Dale. Mad, isn't it?
And the thing is, if like now that we're adults, I don't care what anyone wears.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can
cross
give a shit.
My mind.
Yeah.
It's shit, isn't it?
It's horrible. I think we've kind of subtly moved on to bullies there. What's your experience of that? We'll come to you, Stevie, because I imagine you've got quite an intense history of it.
Well, surprisingly, it's actually got worse since after I left school and I met you. I think it started kind of badly. I was quite a big child. I was 15 stone when I was 12 years old.
Oh wow.
So I'd get the obvious comments back then, but luckily
Alfie
Alfie'd
be bog washing, yeah.
Oh, no, straight away, just bog washing fatty.
You've made me seem awful there. I've never no.
Like, that's all right. You couldn't fit me in the toilet. It was fine. But I was quite lucky because I used to love playing sports. So because I was fairly good at football still, as a goalkeeper at that point, I weren't running anywhere,
right.
But because I still played football, at lunch I'd always play football with like the kids that would be the ones who would likely bully you.
Right.
So because I played with them at lunch, I wouldn't hang out with them other than playing football.
Yeah.
But that kind of gave me a bit of leeway throughout the rest of the school day, because they wouldn't play football with me at lunch and then straight away afterwards be like, "Oi, fatty."
Yeah.
It's like they were fine with me because of that.
They accepted you a bit more.
Yeah.
Well, our school bully, the only person who I would ever say bullied me was a guy called Reese Hartle. Remember it to this day. I've got no qualms saying his name.
I know him.
Horrible bloke back in the day. I don't know what he's like now. I'm sure he's probably doing fine, probably a bricklayer or something. Like, good, fair play to him. But he was an absolute mug to me. And he came up to me once at lunchtime and he had a cheese sandwich. He just smashed it in my face, this cheese sandwich. Remember, like, I had to go the rest of the day just like picking bits of cheddar out of my eyebrows as well. Weird. I asked him why he did it and he said, because I'm ginger. I was like, I'm not sure that's not the qualification for just like, oh, your son's ginger, whack that sandwich on the face. He also hit my mate Matty up. He ran into it because he was a year above us. So I remember he ran into our DTE lesson once and with a hammer, which was scary. Well, I imagine he probably picked it up in the lesson, but he just hammered him up the arse, like just smacked him up the arse with a hammer. That was weird. And last thing he did quickly, he pushed this quite a popular girl as well. Like, I remember it was a girl that I fancied for a while. He pushed her over and then rubbed her face in dirt.
Oh God, that's assault!
No, it's what I'm being. What I'm being and being hit with a hammer or having a cheese sandwich like rubbed in your face isn't.
He must have had something going on at home to be.
Yeah, I think he did.
I remember I was best mates with a guy called Warren. Was he? You know him, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was really good friends with Reese. And I never really hung out with Reese because we went to different schools, obviously.
Yeah.
But occasionally they'd be together. And I remember we went to a takeaway shop not far from my mum's house in Norwich.
Yeah.
And he jumped over the counter and just stole loads of saucers.
Oh, man.
He wasn't just like at school.
Wow.
But, hopefully he's grown up now. I'd imagine he has.
I reckon that was sauce that he probably ended up putting in that cheddar sandwich that ultimately made its way onto my fucking face.
Yeah. Cunt. It's gone full circle.
Yeah. Okay. I think we'll leave it there. I mean, bit of a bummer, isn't it? Leaving it on bullies. But it's been an episode that I've thoroughly enjoyed, taking a little trip down memory lane. Have you had fun, Stevie?
Oh, I thought I was going to.
What, you didn't have fun?
I'm so angry still.
Get over it. Griffins can be purple, can't.
They can't.
What about you, Alfie? Have you had fun?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, I guess we'll leave it there. Enjoy your evenings, boys. Obviously, Stevie, you're staying behind because you're doing an extra 4 hours of maths. This has been Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast. He's been Stevie White. The other guy's Alfie Indra. Check us out on the socials. And what shall they tweet us if they got all the way to the end?
The square root of 196 is 14.
No, don't do that. Obviously, it's boring.
Maths!
Tweet Stevie again. Tweet Stevie
no,
again and
no,
say...
No, they've already told me to shut the fuck up.
And say, Griffins can be purple.
For God's sake! Oh, bullying dear. Continues and I'm 26.
We'll see you in a few days. We'll be with Robbie Knox.
Jack Mate's Happy Hour.
This was a Stakhanov production.